So now you have the booklet with blank circles. So you have to fill in the colors, and then you can keep this booklet with you and look at it to refresh your memory. So with Vitaka and so on, they are the same as the sheet given to you. I hope you've got your answers correct, or if you had made mistakes, you have corrected. Now, you're blank. Let us try doing this route. If you have the sheets, you may use the diagrams in the sheet, because there are some extra diagrams on the sheets. Page 18. So from 19 to 24 are blank ones. So you may use them first, and then when you have got correct, then you can copy them into this booklet. It says here that loba arises with 8 loba mula cittas. So this one diagram say with loba or something like that here, and you fill in these 8 loba mula cittas, and then next say number 20 dosa mula. So you say with dosa, and then you fill in these 2, right? And then with moha here, and you fill in all 12 with moha. And then you can combine aloba and adosa for one chart. So with aloba and with adosa, then you color all these beautiful consciousness. And then the last is amoha or panya. So with amoha here, and with amoha will be actually the same as number 18 with panyendriya. The panyendriya, amoha, panya, knowledge, they are the same. So you can do like that. So with loba, one chart. With dosa, one chart. With moha, one chart. With aloba and adosa, one chart. With amoha, one chart. And when you are sure that you have done it correctly, then you may copy it in this booklet. Okay, then we go to the next section. The next section is section on function. Just as different people have different functions to do, the consciousnesses we studied in the first chapter have functions of their own. Now, at an office, there may be many people working together in the same building, but not everybody does the same work. Some maybe typing, some using computers, some keeping books, or even some doing janitorial jobs, and so on. So different people have different functions working in an office. So in the same way, here we have studied the 89 or 121 types of consciousness. And these consciousnesses have functions of their own. And altogether, there are 14 functions for 89 types of consciousness. That means a number of consciousness may be doing one function. So there are 14 functions taught in Abhidhamma, And on the chart, you will see the Patisandhi Bhavanga Chuti. Now, Patisandhi means rebirth linking, or you may just say rebirth. The word Patisandhi means linking or joining. And Bhavanga, now we will talk about Bhavanga in more detail. And then Chuti. Now, Chuti means death or passing away. So Patisandhi is one function, Bhavanga is another function, and Chuti is another function. So in this box, there are three functions. Now Patisandhi, it is called rebirth linking, because it links the new existence to the previous one. This Patisandhi function is the function of the consciousness called Patisandhi consciousness, or relinking consciousness. Now, when a being takes conception, now let us talk about human beings. So when a being takes conception in his mother's womb, the first consciousness that arises is called rebirth linking consciousness, or in Pali, Patisandhi consciousness. So this is the first consciousness in that given life. And if this consciousness does not arise, then the life would have ended no more. That is why it is called Patisandhi, relinking or rebirth linking consciousness. So when that consciousness arises, that consciousness has this function, that is linking function, linking the present existence with the previous or past existence. And this consciousness occurs only once in any individual existence, and it arises at the moment of rebirth. And this consciousness is a resultant consciousness. Later on we will find out which types of consciousness are represented by Patisandhi, Bhavanga and Chuti. So this consciousness arises as it were joining the two lives together, or linking the two lives. And immediately it arises, then it lasts for three sub-moments, and then it disappears. And immediately after it, another identical type of consciousness arises. That consciousness may arise for many times. Now, Patisandhi arises only one time. It arises and then it disappears. After it, an identical type of consciousness arises for 15 times or 16 times. This consciousness that arises after the rebirth consciousness is called Bhavanga. Now, I want you to understand Bhavanga correctly, because after I came here, I hear people using the word Bhavanga in a different meaning that I was not aware of before. So it is important to understand Bhavanga. First, the word Bhavanga is made up of two parts, Bhava and Anga. Now, Bhava means existence or life, and Anga means a member or a factor, or even a cause. So, Bhavanga means part of life, or a factor of life, a factor of existence, our constituent of existence, or the cause of existence. That means, if this consciousness does not arise, life would have ended with just Patisandhi. Because this consciousness arises and then goes on, there is what we call life or existence. And this type of consciousness arises during life. During life between the active thought processes. If this consciousness does not arrive, life would have ended. And so it is called in Pali, Bhavanga. It is translated as life continuum. And some people translated it as subconsciousness and so on. But I think we should keep these two separate, because what is understood as subconsciousness may not be exactly the same as what we understand as Bhavanga. So let us just put these two separate. So this Bhavanga consciousness arises all through our lives when there are no active thought moments or active thought processes arising. Karma is so powerful that it can produce consciousness to arise all through our lives, actually. Only when there are active thought moments do the Bhavanga moments stop. So Bhavanga moments are like buffer zones between the active thought processes. And this Bhavanga consciousness is the same as the rebirth linking consciousness. Just as rebirth linking consciousness is a resultant consciousness, this Bhavanga also is resultant consciousness. So it is said that Bhavanga is the function of consciousness by which the continuity of the individual is preserved. Because the Bhavanga chetas arise again and again and again, the continuity of an individual, continuity of the existence is preserved. This type of consciousness is most evident during deep, dreamless sleep. So when you are asleep, in a dreamless sleep, the flow of Bhavanga goes on and on and on. But it also occurs momentarily during waking life countless times between occasions of active cognition. So between active thought processes, they intervene. So active thought processes do not follow one after another immediately. They are always intervened by the moments of Bhavanga. And this Bhavanga, or the Bhavanga consciousness, will arise and then it disappears, and another Bhavanga arises and disappears, and it will go on like this, like a stream, until an object comes into the avenue of the senses. When the visible object comes into the avenue of the eyes, it is said that the visible object strikes at the eye. And at the same time, it strikes at the mind also. Mind here means Bhavanga. So when this visible object comes into the avenue of the eye, it strikes at the Bhavanga also. And so Bhavanga is disturbed. It is called shaking. There's a vibration of Bhavanga. And then next moment, Bhavanga stops. And after Bhavanga stops, active thought movements take on. So Bhavanga is just a flow of types of consciousness that are the result of karma in the past and that are identical with the rebirth linking or rebirth consciousness. And we said there is Bhavanga, or we can see Bhavanga when we are in deep sleep. You can see means there is Bhavanga when we are in deep sleep, mostly without dreams. So this is just what we call Bhavanga. It's a type of consciousness that has the function of preserving the continuity of an existence. And Bhavanga moments take obscure objects. Obscure objects means the karma or sign of karma or sign of destiny. Now, in order to understand that, we must understand the process of death. When a person is near death, to his mind, the karma which he did in the past, or some things connected with karma, or some things connected with the next existence he is going to be reborn. So one of these three objects presents itself to his mind. So a person is about to die and he may remember his past karma vividly, or he may see in his mind the instruments or the things that are connected with that karma. For example, if that karma is a donation, then he may see the things that are donated, robes, food, and so on. Or he may see the recipients of the donation, like monks and so on. Such objects are called sign of karma. So sign of karma may present itself to his mind. Or sometimes he may see something of the future life. If he is going to be reborn as a human being, he may see the wall of the wombs of his mother. If he is going to be reborn in hell, then he may see the hell wardens or the dogs or something like that. Or if he is going to be in the celestial beings, he may see celestial nymphs or celestial mansions and gardens. So those are called sign of destiny. So any one of these three objects will present itself to his mind when a person is nearing his death. And when that person dies, these objects may be still present. So after his death, when he is reborn, the rebirth linking consciousness arises, and that rebirth linking consciousness takes those objects as objects. The karma or sign of karma or sign of destiny as object. That is why in one life the karma, the rebirth linking consciousness and life continuum consciousness, and also at the end the death consciousness, are of the same type. And their object is one of the three, karma or sign of karma or sign of destiny. So these are the objects the Bhavanga thought moments take. So we may call them obscure objects because they are not so vivid as the objects we are now seeing or experiencing. And at the end, the same type of consciousness arises at the end of life. But its function is not to preserve the continuity of the individual, but to end the life. So it has a function of ending or passing away or death. So one and the same type of consciousness performs three functions in the life of one individual. At the beginning, this type of consciousness functions as relinking. And then during life, it functions as life continuum or bhavanga. And then at the end, it functions as death consciousness. So in one life, these three, the relinking consciousness, life continuum consciousness, and death consciousness are of the same type. And during life, these bhavanga may arise intermittently with the active thought processes. So we get now three functions performed by consciousness. Now the next one is called avajjana function. Avajjana is translated as adverting. That means turning to the object. Now the object strikes at the bhavanga, and the bhavanga vibrates, and then bhavanga stops. Now after bhavanga stops, the active thought moments take over. The first of these active thought moments is this adverting. Adverting means turning to the object. Formerly, during the moments of bhavanga, consciousness was taking another object like karma or sign of karma or sign of destiny. But now a new object has come into the avenue, and so the mind turns to that object. That turning to that object is one function of consciousness. So this function, or the consciousness performing this function, arises after the bhavanga has stopped. And this word is also translated as attention or paying attention. That means paying attention to the object. The Pali word is avajjana. So the avajjana means turning or paying attention. And also this word is explained to mean turning back or stopping. That means the bhavanga is flowing, and then when this consciousness arises, bhavanga stopped. So that means this consciousness, as it were, stopped the flow of bhavanga or pushed back the flow of bhavanga. So this function is, let us say, turning towards the object. And later on we will find out how many chetas have this function. Now the next function is, in Pali, dasana, seeing function. Now seeing function is easy to understand. In the process of seeing, there is a turning towards the object and then seeing the object. In the process of hearing, then hearing the object, and so on. So seeing is one function, and then the next one is savana, hearing. So hearing is another function. So when we hear in a sound, then there is a hearing. So that hearing consciousness performs the function of hearing. And next is called ghayana, smelling function. So we smell something, there is smelling consciousness in our mind, and that smelling consciousness performs the smelling function. And the next is sayana, tasting function, or knowing the taste. So when we eat something, there is tasting, or the knowing of the taste performed by one type of consciousness. You know that type of consciousness. And then the last one is pusana, touching function. When we have touch of something, then there is the touching consciousness and the body consciousness, and that body consciousness performs the touching function. And next is sampaticcana. Now you are familiar with sampaticcana, receiving. After seeing, or after hearing, after smelling, after tasting, after touching the object, the mind receives the object. And a type of consciousness arises that performs the function of receiving. Then after receiving, there is the function of investigating. Now, this is a logical sequence. First, you see an object, and then you accept it, and then you investigate it. You try to find out whether it is good or bad. So this is, in Pali, it is called santirana, the investigating function. After santirana, there is the function of vottabbana. Now, vottabbana means determining. So after investigating, there is determination. This is a desirable object, or this is an undesirable object, something like that. So a type of consciousness arises doing that function. And then the next one is javana. Now, with regard to javana, this comprehensive manual says, javana is a technical term of Abhidhamma usage that is best left untranslated. Because it is translated as impulsion. It is more difficult than the word javana to me, impulsion. So he said here, it is best left translated. Now, literal meaning of the word is running quickly, running swiftly, or the force. When the javana type of consciousness arises, it is something like a force, something like power. Even if arises only once, it has power. It can perform many things. So javana means that power, pose, or running swift. And this type of consciousness arises not just once in a cognitive series. It arises normally seven times. So the javana consciousness arises and disappears seven times. So when it arises, it does the function of this force. I call it full experience of the object. Now, the mind experiences the object fully only when it reaches this stage of javana. Before that, it just sees it, and then it accepts it, investigates it, and determines it. It has not yet enjoyed the flavor or taste of the object. But when it comes to these seven moments of javana, the object is fully experienced. And the javana moments are very important ethically, because it is during these javana moments that you acquire good karma or bad karma. During the previous moments, there is no good or bad. There is no wholesome or unwholesome. Most of them are just resultant consciousness. Some are functional consciousness and some are resultant consciousness. But when this process reaches the jhavana moment, then when a person has what is called yoniso manasikara, right attitude towards things, then he will have wholesome karma. And if he has no correct attitude towards things, then he will have unwholesome karma. So wholesome karma or unwholesome karma is acquired only during these seven moments of jhavana. And after the jhavana, there is tadaramana. Tadaramana literally means having that as object. That means having the object of jhavana as its object, or taking the object taken by jhavana. That means he is follower of jhavana. But it is translated as registration. And it is said that when consciousness performs the function of the dharamana or registration, it arises twice. It always arises twice, or none at all. So if it must arise, it will arise for two times. There is no such occasion as where the dharamana arises only once. So it will arise twice, or it will not arise at all. So this is called the tadaramana or registration. This is one function performed by some types of consciousness. So altogether now we get 14 functions. So these are the functions performed by different types of consciousness. But in the list given in the manual, the jyoti or death is put at the last, after tadaramana. So these 14 are called the functions of consciousness. Now when a person does a function, he does that function sitting at a table or standing at a place or so on. So there is a place where a person does the function. So in the same way, there must be a place for consciousness to do the function. Actually, that place is not real place, but just a time between two moments of consciousness. Between two moments of consciousness, there is one space, just enough for one thought moment to arise and disappear. And that space is called place in regard to the functions. Now, a person may do different functions in one place. So in the same way, the consciousness does some functions in one place. Now, in a thought process, the moments of consciousness run like this. First bhavanga, and then the bhavanga vibrates, and then it stops, and then the mind turns to the object, and then sees it, receives it, investigates it, determines it, and then enjoys it. Now, seeing function comes between turning to the object and receiving. So between these two is a space or time for this seeing consciousness to arise. Now in that place, there can be hearing consciousness. So when you hear something, the sequence is again, first bhavanga flowing, and then the sound strikes at the ear and also strikes as bhavanga, and the bhavanga vibrates, and then it stops, and then turning to the object, receiving it, investigating it, and so on. So, hearing consciousness takes place in the space between turning to the object and receiving. So that space is called a place in connection with the functions. So although there are 14 functions, there are only how many places? Patisandhi is one place, Bhavanga is one place, Chuti is one place, Avajana is one place, Dasana, Savana, Gayana, Sahana, Pusana is one place, right? And then Sampadichana, receiving is one place, the others are one place each. So, although there are 14 functions, there are only 10 places for those functions. Okay, now we will study the classification of consciousness by functions. Now we know there are 14 functions, and these 14 functions are performed by different types of consciousness. And now we will find out what functions are performed by what type of consciousness. So we can see the chart and we can find out. So the first, Patisandhi, that is relinking, Bhavanga, life continuum, and Chuti, death. So these three functions are done or performed by how many chetas? Altogether, 19 chetas. And those 19 are Santirana Upekha, investigating accompanied by neutral feeling, and then Kama Vajra Sobana Vipaka, that means sense, fear, resultant consciousness. And then Mahagata Vibhaga. Now, Rupa Vajra and Arupa Vajra are called Mahagata. It is a collective name for Rupa Vajra and Arupa Vajra. So there are 9 Mahagata Vibhaga, 5 Rupa Vajra and 4 Arupa Vajra. So these types of consciousness, 9 + 8. Plus 1. Yeah. Santirana Upekha is 2. The investigation accompanied by neutral feeling. There are 2 of them. So 2 + 8 + 9. There are 19 types of consciousness. And these 19 types of consciousness do the function of relinking. That means at the moment of conception or at the moment of rebirth, one of these types of consciousness arise doing the function of relinking. Now later, when you get to the 5th chapter, then you will find out which types of consciousness the relinking consciousness is for which type of being. So, right now, just note that these 19 types of consciousness do the function of Patisandhi, Bhavanga, and Chuti, or relinking, life continuum, and death. Now, next one is Avajana, adverting. Now, adverting function is done by only 2 types of consciousness, and they are Pancha Dwara Vajana, five sense door adverting, and Mano Dwara Vajana, mind door adverting. Now there are broadly two kinds of thought processes. Those that arise through the five doors. Five doors means eyes, ears, nose, tongue, and body. And also those that arise through mind. So for those that arise through five sense doors, the Pancha Dwara Vajana does the function of turning, adverting. For those that arise through mind door, then Mano Dwara Vajana, mind door adverting, does the function of turning to the object. So this avajana function is done by two types of consciousness, the five sense door adverting and mind door adverting. Now, seeing function. Seeing function is done by two types of consciousness, two eye consciousnesses, one result of akusala and the other result of kusala. So the seeing function is done by two, hearing function by two, smelling function by two, tasting function by two, touching function by two. And then receiving. Receiving is done by, again, two. If you remember the rootless consciousness, you will find that there are two receiving consciousnesses. One among those that are result of akusala and the other among those that are result of kusala. So these two types of consciousness do the function of receiving the object. And then investigating. Now you know that there are three investigating consciousnesses. One among the result of akusala and two among the result of kusala. And two are accompanied by neutral feeling and one is accompanied by joy. So these three do the function of investigating. So three types of consciousness do the function of investigating. And next is determining or vottabana. Now vottabana or determining function is done by just one type of consciousness, which is actually mano dwara vajana or mind door adverting. So mind door adverting consciousness has two functions. When it arises through the five sense doors, it has a function of determining this one. But when it arises through the mind door, it has the function of turning or adverting. So the Mano Dwara Vajana, mind door adverting, has two functions. One, adverting to the object when it arises through mind door, and the other, determining the object when it arises through the five sense doors. And then javana. Now javana function is done by 55 types of consciousness, and they are akusala 12, and then hasito bada, smile producing, and then kama vajra sovana kusala, wholesome sense fear, and then kama vajra sovana kiriya, functional sense fear, and then mahagata kusala, that means five rupa vajra kusala and four arupa vajra kusala. And then mahagata kiriya, five rupa vajra kiriya and four arupa vajra kiriya. and then 8 Lokottara or Supramundane Jetas. So altogether, there are 55 types of consciousness that has the function of Javana, that has the function of force or power. Now, in order to remember the Javana, you may make a note. Kusala, Akusala, Phala, and Kriya. So they are the ones that have the Javana function. Kusala, Akusala, Phala, and Kriya, except two that are 5 sense door advarting and mind door advarting. So kusala, akusala, phala. Phala means fruit from the Lokottara or Supramundane Chaitas. And then all kiriya chaitas, all functional chaitas except 2 that are panchadvara vajana and manodvara vajana. So that the others have the function of javana. And then the last is the dharamana, taking the object of javana as its object. And this function is performed by santirana upekha and santirana somnasa. That means 3 investigating consciousnesses, and then kamavachara sobhana vipaka. That means the resultant consciousness of sense sphere. So 3 plus 8, there are 10 types of consciousness that have the function of the dharamana or registering. So this is the consciousness, types of consciousness, and their respective functions. Here we can find out the chaitas that have only one function, chaitas that have 2 functions, that have 3 functions, that have 4 functions, and that have 5 functions. Now, chaitas that have only one function, there are altogether 68 of them. Now, you read at the bottom. One kicha chaitas equals 68. If you want to get 68, then you add the numbers on the bottom line corresponding to number 1s in the line above. So if you add the numbers under the 1s, that means 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, and then 1, 1, 8, 8, 9, 1, 8. So if you add these numbers, you get 68 that have only one function. And those that have 2 functions, only 2. Manodvara Vajana and Santirana Somanasa. And 3 function chaitas, 9. So the 9 are Mahagada Vibhaga. That means resultants of Rupa Vajra and Arupa Vajra. And 4 function chaitas, 8. And they are Kama Vajra Sovana Vibhaga, resultant sense sphere consciousness, 8. And 5 kicca chaitas, 5 function chaitas, there are only 2 of them. And they are Santirana Upekha. So when we read the bottom 2 lines, then we can find out the chaitas that have just 1 function, that have 2 functions, 3, 4, and 5 functions. Now, Let us go to two function chetas. Now, what are the two function chetas? Investigating accompanied by joy and mind door adverting. Now, they have two functions. So, investigating accompanied by joy has two functions, and what are those two functions? Investigating and registering, Santirana and Tadaramana. And the two functions of Manodhara Vajana are Avajana, adverting, and Vatapana, determining. So we can find out that way. Three Kecha Chetas, three function Chetas, there are nine three function Chetas. And what are the three? Padisandhi, Bhavanga, and Chuti. There are eight four function Chetas. They are Kama, Vajra, Sovana, Vibhaga, the result and sense fear. What are the four functions? Padisandhi, Bhavanga, Chuti, and Tadharamana. Five function Chetas, only two. Now you find out five in the second part, one line, and then you read it, so you get Santirana Upeka. They have five functions. And what are the five? Padisandhi, Bhavanga, Chuti, Santirana, and Tadaramana. Right. So we can find out that way. And we can put this on those diagrams also. Say, Padisandhi, Bhavanga, Chuti, the functions. Then you have the 19 here, and then Avajana function, and seeing function, hearing function, and so on. So you can have many of these diagrams. And it is good to make those yourself, so that you get more familiar with the teaching here. So each type of consciousness has its own function to do. That is why, although these arise rapidly one after another, they have different functions to do. And so that is why they are not mixed with each other, and they are clearly defined. And when they do their own function, this is by their own nature, and no one makes them do that function. That function is their natural function, and so there is nobody who tells them to do this function or that function. Now, in the manual it is said, those which perform one function are 68, and two functions 2, and three functions 9, four functions 8, and five functions 2 respectively. So you may find out these from the chart. Okay, now we come to the end of the section on functions. So this is very interesting to study the different functions of different types of consciousness. And sometimes you may read a book, and that book will describe these functions. But if you have no previous knowledge of these functions through Abhidhamma, you may not know what thing in that passage. So it is important that you have at least some knowledge of Abhidhamma to understand them. Now, when Visuddhimagga describes the restraint, it says that there is no restraint at the moment of receiving, there is no restraint at the moment of investigating, there is no restraint at the moment of determining, but only when you come to the javanas is there restraint, and so on. Now, if you have no previous knowledge of these functions and the thought process, you may not understand what the author is saying there. So, a knowledge of Abhidhamma is very helpful, or we may say is essential to understand the suttas and to understand the explanations given in the commentaries.
Okay, it is now 2 minutes to 10 o'clock. We still have time for some questions. If anybody has questions for Sado, please proceed to the mic in the center.
Hello, Venerable. My question is, how come Santirana Somanasa doesn't give a function for Pati Sandhi, Bhagwagan and Truti, whereas the Santirana Yumupika performs that function? Thank you.
Santirana's Somanasa has a function of not just, it is a function of Tadaramana, right? And Santirana. It is the vipaka, or the resultant consciousness that does the function of Patisanti, Bhavanga and Chudi. And the Santirana with Upekha is reserved for Patisantis in the four woeful states. That means when a person is reborn in hell as an animal and so on, now the Santirana Upekha is the consciousness that does the function of Patisanti. And I'm not sure why Santirana accompanied by Upekha is assigned this function and not that they accompanied by joy. And I think it is because the Santirana Upekha is again for those who are reborn in four woeful states. Right, because they are, it is for the four woeful, those who are reborn in the four woeful states. And so, the Santirana with Somanasa, or joy, has no such function. So maybe we can say it is the nature of the Santirana with joy not to perform the function of Patisandhi and so on.
Any more questions?
Venerable Sir, you mentioned that Patisanti is the rebirth linking, Bhavanga is the life continuum, and Chuti is a death consciousness. I'm just curious, for an arahant who has gained enlightenment, so after the Chuti function arise or performed, does it mean that there will still be Patisanti, but there won't be Bhavanga to continue it?
For an arahant?
Who has gained enlightenment, that means there won't be Bhavanga as a life continuum to continue it, but there will still be Patisanti that arise.
No. The Chuti is the end of an arahant. So for an arahant, after Chuti, there is nothing. If there is Patisanti, there will surely be Bhavanga and so on.
My second question is, I understand the part on Javarana where the person experienced the had the full experience. I'm not quite understand about the Tadaramana. What exactly does this function do?
those that are called the Dharamana are eight resultants of sense fear, and then Santirana, the investigating consciousness. But when they arise in that place, when they arise after the Javanas, they do not have the Santirana function. They do not have the Pratisandhi, Chuti, Bhavanga and Chuti function, but they have another function, and that is taking the object of the Javanas. So that itself is their function.
So for these instances, will they be karma?
No.
They won't be karma.
Karma is, as I said before, karma is acquired only during these moments of Javana. So after the Javana, there is no karma. And before the Javana, also there is no karma. Only during the moments of Javana, the seven moments, normally, when karma is acquired.
Tonight's session will end here. Please rise and put your palms together. Shadow and the Venerable, you now take your leave.